portions of the western Corn Belt will likely go without much precipitation during the course of this week, while we did see a blizzard over the weekend that produced significant amounts of precipitation in the upper portions of the Midwest from eastern South Dakota into Minnesota. This blizzard that occurred produced significant amounts of snow accumulations and has set the stage for significant runoff potentials as we move into the warmer days of late winter and early spring. However, with the ground being frozen and frost running rather deeply into the soil, there's a good chance that the moisture will not reach down into the subsoil. And for that reason, we're still concerned about ongoing dryness in a part of the northwesternmost sections of the Corn Belt. And in fact, most of the western Corn Belt in general, we really have not seen a lot of change in the soil situation in places like Iowa. Many areas in Nebraska are still very dry. Same thing's true in parts of Kansas and Missouri. Even though we've had some precipitation fall periodically so far this winter, the amounts so far have not done much to take care of the long-term moisture deficits in these areas. River and stream flows and water supply is still quite low, and although it was certainly welcome to have the significant snow event in the upper parts of the region, it's obvious that we still are a long way from ending the drought. The weather pattern over the next several days, in fact the next week and a half to 2 weeks, will probably not change dramatically, and in the sense that we will continue to downplay opportunities for significant precipitation in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. An exception may be in portions of Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, where there will be opportunities for snow periodically, but you get further south in the heart of Iowa and Nebraska, and the odds become much against any kind of a big storm system potential for those areas. The lowermost parts of the eastern Midwest will probably see the highest repetitive environment for precipitation to come and go across the region, and that will likely take place over this next 10 days. I don't think we're going to see much in the way of dryness in those areas. In fact, the further south you travel in the country, the greater the potential is that you're going to see more frequent precipitation. This is especially true for the Tennessee River Basin, portions of the Delta, and even the southeastern part of the country, at least for the majority of this first half of the week. It will likely see stormy weather come back to those very same areas as we move into the second half of next week. We're also watching the potential for some very cold air to work its way through the eastern part of the country as we move into the weekend and next week. Some of the computer forecast models had suggested before that there may be a risk to Florida citrus country as we move into next week. I personally think that the cold air will be moderated enough that we'll probably avoid a crop damaging event, but we'll continue to monitor it rather closely. In the meantime, the part of the Midwest, like I said, we'll see some brief periods of light precipitation, but we don't expect to see much in the way of meaningful moisture for northern Illinois and portions of Iowa back into Nebraska. Even Kansas and Missouri won't see that much in this coming week. The Ohio River Valley, though, will likely see a little snow event, perhaps a little bit of freezing rain developing as we move forward into the Tuesday and Wednesday time period. That disturbance is not likely to leave behind a tremendous amount of moisture, but there will be at least some accumulative snowfall across parts of the region and a little bit of ice accumulation. The system will be followed by relatively quiet weather and another chance for precipitation beginning to impact that same region sometime over the course of the Friday night into Saturday period. Temperatures across the region are going to be seasonable for the most part. We'll likely look for high temperatures here over the next day or two, running mostly 20s and 30s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while 40s and 50s occur in the southeastern areas. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be 30s in the north, 40s in the south. We'll look for readings again like that on Wednesday and perhaps even on Thursday, but Thursday afternoon we'll see much colder conditions in the northwest part of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.